firing. He's got Walker.
Touchdown, Titans.
Completing a 90-yard drive.
The Titans get it done again.
We're coming back from Jacksonville with a win. Welcome to Titans All Access. I'm Mike Keith, and this is Amy Wells. Got a really good show this week as we're getting ready for the Seattle Seahawks.
Absolutely. We'll have General Manager John Robinson here to talk about his Nissan keys to the Seattle game.
Ask Jim Wyatt, a great segment, great questions, including some travel tips from Jim.
Plus, in the Titans buzz, we're going to show some players and staff who are giving back to the hurricane relief effort.
All right, it's time now for the one-on-one. That's how we always open the show, but I've got to admit, I'm nervous. Taylor Lewan, Pro Bowl left tackle, is the subject. And the first question revolves around this one and this guy.
I'm so excited.
Hey.
I'm so excited.
You know, the number one question I get about you,
what's up,
is do you miss doing the radio show with Amy Wells and me?
Yeah, I had a good time. I mean, you get a beer before, hang out, get some food. Logan's got good food. I think we had a good time with it, especially I think the first couple episodes we were kind of like straight laced, kept by the book, but really in the middle is when we really hit our stride.
That's when you just started doing whatever.
I think I really just started, yeah, doing whatever I wanted.
When you started calling for a streaker.
I did. That never happened.
It never happened.
It never happened.
It never happened.
Maybe this year.
Officiating. You had a lot of comments on officiating.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, they didn't let us play a little bit more.
But see, you couldn't do a show now because you're a much bigger star now that you are Pro Bowl left tackle.
See, I don't agree with that. I don't think I'm any more of a star. I think I just became a better player. Nashville, you don't really ever think you're a star because there's so many of them walking around that you never really get that feel that people are watching me or anything like that. And being a left tackle, like, it's kind of just, you don't really have that Marcus Mariota vibe. I'm sure Marcus can't go anywhere. For me, it's like, I'm just 6'7", 310 pounds of tattoos. Everyone's like, that guy definitely does something. But you don't ever really
know. The guy definitely
does
something.
Yeah, he definitely does something.
Who's the most famous person you've seen in Nashville that impressed you? You know who mine is? Mine is Sheryl Crow.
Really?
I held the door for her at Starbucks.
Yeah.
And she had her son say to me, tell the nice man thank you. Very polite.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I think during the Preds playoffs move, who was it? Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah.
He did the national anthem. I mean, he's a really nice guy. Kind of kept himself a little bit, but we shared a suite, and he was a really good dude.
The whole Preds thing for the offensive line, you guys got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Was it the catfish thing, or was it Quentin Spain taking his shirt off?
I think
really. And how did you convince Quentin Spain to do this?
That didn't take much convincing at all.
Really?
I think, well, the way it kind of worked was we had a day where Russ Graham took the offensive line to Buffalo Billiards. And Buffalo Billiards, we're playing shuffleboard. We have a pool tournament going. We're all kind of having fun. And Q takes his shirt off. He, like, to prove a point or something. I don't know what his logic was in the whole thing, but takes his shirt off. So that was, like, the big running joke with the O-line. So I go and I get the catfish before the game, and we're sitting there. I'm like, look, we all need to do something. I can't just be the only guy holding the catfish and slamming a beer. We all need to slam a beer, blah, blah, blah. And Spain's like, I'm taking my shirt off. I'm like, that's a great idea, Spain. And he's like, no, I don't know if I should. I don't know. And then we took a vote on it. It was 3-2. Spain's taking a shirt off. Spain voted for himself to take his shirt off.
What is the thing that you have learned in the last couple of years about playing specifically left tackle that you have improved the most that has enabled you to take your game up?
I think kind of what I touched on is taking it one play at a time. I don't look at a game as 60 minutes of football. I look at it as a series at a time, as a play at a time, and being the best I can on this play, a series of rounds. And my goal is to win every single round. Every play is a round, and to take, hey, you know, in this play, you need to get a backside cutoff. I need to have my first step be right, because these three techniques in the NFL, they can run. You know, I'm lucky enough to be somewhat athletic as a tackle to where I have a pretty quick first step. But if I lull a gag or have bad technique, I'm getting it beat in that play. I think the cool thing about offensive line, you don't really get that much attention, but you also every play have the opportunity to have a big play happen because of you. And I think if you just hone that in and understand that every play is your own personal battle, that's when things really start to click and really start to go, and you realize, you know, I'm in 2-minute drill all of a sudden going for the win. It's not about, oh, run 2 minute, oh, it's crazy. It's, what's the call? Okay, that's the call. Where are we going? Where's the mic? Okay, I know I'm here to here, or I might used to be just here, and that's where I need to focus on, what my step is, what my hands go. I think my focus has gotten a lot better.
All right, we've survived the Taylor Lewan portion of our program and still have our FCC license. So the good news is we move on to a statistic. The Titans will play their 150th all-time game at Nissan Stadium this Sunday against Seattle.
You know, I've been thinking about that because you told me this statistic already. I think one of my most memorable games at Nissan Stadium was last year's victory over the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. That's one of the all-time underrated games because of the crowd, because the Denver Broncos were the defending Super Bowl champions, and because of how the Titans closed it. A Tennessean, Avery Williamson, with the strip at the end of the ball game. Titans recover the fumble and hold on to beat Denver. It was an awesome experience. One of 81 wins so far at Nissan Stadium for the Titans.
I'm ready to add 82. Let's make it another one.
Maybe get another one this Sunday against Seattle. We'll have more about that and a lot more about your Tennessee Titans when Titans All Access continues next.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabriella's here.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
I'm joined by Titans general manager John Robinson for this week's Nissan Keys to the Game. Titans play host to Seattle. And key number one is continuing to play complementary football, something that you have preached, Mike Mularkey's preached. Can you give us an example of complementary football from the game at Jacksonville last weekend?
Well, I think a good example happened there in the third quarter. I think it was Jacksonville's second possession. We had a touchback on the kickoff. Jacksonville takes the field. They get a penalty on the first play, backed them up to the 15. We were able to come up with a couple good plays on first and second down. Kevin Byard had a big play on third down to knock down a pass. Their punt return team takes the field. You know, that unit really did a good job as a whole on that play, executing their assignments. Story broke loose for a long run. And then the offense comes out. Marcus hits Delaney for a big pickup, and then we hand it to Derek for a touchdown. So, you know, really in the span of about 3 minutes there, we get a good defensive stand. We have a really positive special teams play. And then the offense, two plays, bang, and we get, you know, 6 points.
That's complimentary football.
Exactly right. That's what we're looking for.
You want to see a continued effort by both the offensive and defensive line to establish themselves. You saw that in the Jacksonville game. Give us some specifics about what you liked from your two lines.
Yeah, I mean, we saw glimpses of it in Oakland. There were certainly some good plays. I thought that last week versus Jacksonville, we played even better up front. Again, you know, I've always said, Mike has always said, it all starts with those guys up front. From an offensive standpoint, you know, I thought we played really gritty. That's a really good front that Jacksonville's got there. We were able to play with good technique. We're able to get into our blocks, stick on our blocks, and finish off those guys once we got engaged with them. And then from a defensive standpoint, it was all about, you know, holding the line of scrimmage, being able to stay on blocks, hold gaps, get off of blocks, throw themselves in there on the tackle, but really holding that line of scrimmage so that the linebackers and the safeties could flow and make plays.
You played the technique well up front on both sides of the ball last week.
Yeah, that's paramount for those guys up front, whether it's O-line or D-line. It all starts with good technique, knowing who you're supposed to block, and then going out and executing.
Okay. Jacksonville plays the same style defense that Seattle does. So in essence, you're going to see the same style of defense 2 weeks in a row. And I don't want to take anything away from Jacksonville, but Seattle is probably more proficient at running this defense because they've been running it longer and they've had the same guys in place. For the Titans, what's the key to be effective against the same defense for the second week in a row, but against a group that's much more experienced?
Yeah, that group's been together for a long time. You know, Sherman, Earl Thomas, Chancellor, Wagner, KJ Wright at linebacker, and then the front with Bennett, Averill. Those guys, they know the system. They know how to play off of each other. So we'll have to do a really good job of communicating on offense, IDing who we need to ID, and Marcus will have to do a good job of getting us in the right play at the line of scrimmage and then executing. You know, it's the offensive line, like I said, playing with good technique, knowing who they have, the runners running hard, finding holes, hitting them. and then receivers being able to get open and catch a football and run with it, hopefully, after they grab it.
Final key, slowing Russell Wilson, easier said than done.
Yeah, I tell you, he is an outstanding football player. He's got an uncanny knack for keeping plays alive. He's extremely accurate when he's on the move and running. His receivers, you know, Jimmy Graham, Baldwin, those guys, Richardson, those guys do a good job of uncovering when those, you know, if the play does break down or he is on the move. So we'll have to make sure we're disciplined with our rush lanes up front with the D-line. And then the secondary, those guys in the back end have to do a really good job of plastering the receivers and sticking on them, even if we get some pressure.
With Russell Wilson, the play isn't over until it's over.
No, it's not. We've got to keep playing till the whistle blows.
That's John Robinson, the Titans general manager, and those are this week's Nissan keys to the game.
The first thing that struck me was how it looks. Starts up very quickly. It's instant, in fact. Powerful. Takes you by surprise because it breaks from the norm. My name is Brody Neal. I'm a furniture designer.
It's time to witness the destruction of those who stand in our way of victory. Through and through, we bleed two-tone blue. The battle begins now. Together, we will forge ahead. PSL starting at $100. Flexible payment plans available. Get your 2017 season tickets at TitansOnline.com.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. It's time for the Titans Buzz. And in the wake of hurricanes that devastated Houston and parts of Florida, the Titans players and staff are banding together to make a difference.
Let's pick up where we left off. 1, 2, 3.
The season has just begun, but for Titans players, coaches, and staff, there's more on their minds than just football. The hurricanes that have impacted this country have prompted the Titans team to band together to help those in need. Taylor Lewan and his fiance Taylin hosted a benefit concert to raise money for families who lost everything to flooding.
I mean, something happens in the United States and people talk about all the time about doing something. Well, we just decided to be the ones to do something.
Another Titans player giving back is Houston native Brian Arakpo. He filled a semi with goods to be taken to victims in his home city.
It just shows that unity is definitely very strong, and I have to use my tools to do the best I can. Obviously, play for the Titans. I'm here in Nashville, so why not try to bring the city together to help support my hometown city of Houston?
Even Titans staff joined together to raise money by answering phones for the American Red Cross telethon. And now I'm very pleased to be joined by TitansOnline.com's very own Jim Wyatt. Jim, are you ready to answer some of these fan questions?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get started. Brandon asks, given Derrick Henry's success in the preseason and the previous game against the Jags, can we expect to see a shift in the way carries are distributed?
Well, I think Derrick Henry, especially if he continues to perform like he did in Jacksonville, is going to earn more carries. And he only had 30 snaps in that game, which is low. I mean, DeMarco Murray ended up with 37. That was a surprising number to me when I saw the stat sheet the next day, just because Henry made such an impact in the game and rushed for a career high in yardage. DeMarco dealt with a hamstring in that game. So injuries will certainly change the way games look in game, but I think the more Derrick Henry plays, more opportunities he's going to get.
Troy asks, how do you feel about Adoree Jackson's development as a cornerback?
Well, we all have seen what he can do as a returner, and the way the hole opened up, you could see it in the press box from high above the stadium, the way he cut it and got through there, it was great. I thought he looked really good as a returner as well, but it seemed like he settled down in his second game, and I think the more he plays, the better he's going to be.
Scott would like to know, who is Curtis Riley and why is he playing in this Titans secondary?
Well, Curtis Riley is a 2015 undrafted free agent out of Fresno State who looked good and really developed himself as a player. You know, he came in here as a corner, learned to play safety. He's versatile, and he had a big interception, you know, against the Jaguars.
Susan asks, how important is it that the Titans rookies are making significant contributions early in this season?
Well, I think it's really key. I mean, it's a great testament to what John Robinson was looking for in this draft class. I mean, you see Corey Davis right out of the gate has a good game against the Raiders, dealt with a hammy against the Jacksonville, so he didn't have as big of numbers, but he's going to be a good player throughout the season. Adoree Jackson, we talked about him. Jaylen Brown continues to show up on special teams and in the defense. Jonnu Smith with a 32-yard touchdown catch against the Jaguars. I think he's going to play more as the season goes on. And then Taywan Taylor, we saw him stretch out, make a great catch down the field. You can tell how much the coaches use him. They use him in the running game as well. So that's going to help.
Roy would like to know, will we see more dual tight end packages with Delanie Walker and Jonnu Smith?
I do think Jonnu, it's going to depend on the game and the matchup and how teams are defending the Titans and how they want to attack other teams as well. But I think Jonnu Smith has established himself as a good blocker. We saw his speed on the screen pass where he takes it to the end zone. He's a threat. He's a guy that's tough to cover. And I think you could see a lot of him. But again, it's going to depend on the games.
All right, Jim, let's get to know you a little bit. Jason would like to know, outside of Nashville, where is your favorite city to play in?
I'm a bounce to a lot of different cities on this and give you a couple of reasons. We lost San Diego. Everybody loves to go to San Diego and see a game there. We're not going to do that. Green Bay is a great city to go to because of Lambeau Field. I mean, you like to go there because of the history and the tradition behind the Packers. Baltimore is a great city to visit. Because of the press box, you get great sight lines there, as you know, and you get free crab cakes at halftime, which is a big plus. New Orleans, I love New Orleans. You know, just the excitement in the city, you know, seeing the game in the Superdome. I like having, you don't have a lot of open air, you know, press box anymore where you kind of feel like you're in the stands. So New Orleans special from that standpoint. We haven't seen a game in Los Angeles. I love the city of Los Angeles. So already looking forward to maybe playing a game in L.A., and that could vault to number one on my list here in time.
So you like every city.
Just about, yeah. We're lucky that we get to go to some of these places covering the football team, and so there's not really a bad one on the schedule.
Jim, always a pleasure having you here to answer the real hard-hitting questions. If you guys would like to ask a question of Jim Wyatt, use hashtag TitansTakes. We'll ask him right here on Titans All Access. And now, as we head to break, some of our Titans rookies have a unique way of getting ready for a game. Check out these dance moves. I'ma stop 'em, I'ma stop 'em, stop 'em dead in his track. I'ma catch 'em, I'ma catch 'em, 'cause I'm way too fast. Yeah, we coming, blitzing straight to the back. I'ma pop 'em, I'ma pop 'em, yeah, we call that a sack. Gotta twist at the line, gotta feel every gap. Gotta go real hard, off the ball, you gotta snap. I'ma stop 'em, I'ma stop 'em, stop 'em dead in his track. I'ma pop 'em, I'ma pop 'em, yeah, we call that a sack.
The Surface laptop has a very open sound. It feels like the music is giving you a nice hug. There's something incredibly calming about fabric and the touch of soft things. The speed is great. The faster the computer, the happier my day is. My name is Zyla Foxon, and I'm an entrepreneur and a designer.
My name is Frisman Jackson, wide receivers coach for the Tennessee Titans, and it's time to go beneath the surface. All right, so what we have here is second quarter, 20 seconds left before the half. Second and 30, we had just got a penalty. So what we're trying to do is get ourselves back into field goal range to be able to kick a field goal. So what we call here, we're trying to take a shot down the field to get a chunk play. Play we got here is what we're doing. We're trying to clear this thing out by the number two receiver and get Rashard Matthews down here one-on-one with this corner. For an 18-yard in route. So we got Taywan Taylor inside. Is what he's doing. He's just trying to take both the safety and that overhang player and clear those guys out of there so we can open up that middle hole right there so we can hit Rashard here on this in route at 18 yards. As you can see, the critical part of this play is Taywan running off, selling this play. If he doesn't run, this play doesn't open up. So it's a really good job by Taywan. And you can see Rashard here, good job of getting his depth, running in there, and he's catching it right in the spot where we want to catch it, right there in between the hash and the numbers. It's a good job going up to get the football, taking the hit, and as you can see, we're back in the field goal range. So this is a big play in a critical juncture of the game. Another key point was a good job by DeMarco here of getting this linebacker to jump him. If DeMarco doesn't get out, this hole doesn't open up, and that just opened up the hole even wider for Rashard to come inside and make the catch. And that's this week's Beneath the Surface.
You know, Mike, I think Beneath the Surface might be one of my favorite segments on this show. I think it's cool.
I love the insight from the coaches, absolutely.
It's really, really neat. Speaking of insight, we talked earlier about how 150th game playing at Nissan Stadium this weekend. I want some of your memories. I gave you mine. Now give me yours, and maybe some that are, we'll say, less obvious.
Okay, 2006.
Okay.
Playing the New York Giants, down 21-0 at the end of the third quarter. Titans explode in the fourth quarter for 24 points, and Jeff Fisher beats Tom Coughlin again, 24-21. 2008, one of my favorite days ever being with the Titans. It's the first ever Code Blue. Indianapolis in town. They go for a big fourth and short. Don't make it. Titans go on to win 31-21 and basically clinched the AFC South that night. That first Code Blue was special.
I love doing these things. It gets me so worked up and excited for Sunday's game.
Well, there's certainly been some big moments for the Titans. Hopefully Sunday's game with Seattle is another. We'll have more of Titans All Access coming up right after this.
Thank you, Aunt Joe.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabrielle.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
I'm so fresh, Charlie, I'm so clean. Pull up at the light, old school, so mean. See us in the club like money ain't a thing. My life is a love song, I'ma let it sing.
Pull
up at the light, old school, so mean. See us in the club like money ain't a thing. My life is a love song, I'ma let it sing. I'm so fresh, Charlie, I'm so clean. My life is a love song, I'ma let it sing.
If you're coming to the game Sunday, remember kickoff at Nissan Stadium is 3:05 Central Time, and it's our second Harvest Food Bank food drive, and we want you to bring non-perishables to help folks out in the Mid-South. I've got my Kroger bag right here. You want to see what I got?
Yeah, what you got in here?
All right,
let's
see.
We've got macaroni and cheese.
Love mac and cheese.
Some soup.
Soup's good.
And peanut butter.
That's my
all
very
solid
favorite.
Choices.
My very favorite right there.
Well, there you
okay,
go.
We have drop-off locations all over the campus of Nissan Stadium, and you can start dropping off for the Second Harvest Food Bank food drive beginning at noon this Sunday. Coming up next week on Titans All Access, number 99, Jarrell Casey is ready to go one-on-one. I'm just thankful I don't have to block him.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think everyone is. We're also going to have General Manager John Robinson on to get his keys to that Houston matchup.
Your questions for Jim Wyatt in our Ask Jim segment.
Plus, I'll have the Titans buzz.
All that and more coming up next week on Titans All Access. For Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Down here to a camp visit, man. Yeah. Hey, we 1-1. We back on top, man. We ain't gonna stop.
Hey, make a gift out of that.